Scott Engel here with Lewis Brinson of the Marlins. Lewis, you're originally from Fort Lauderdale. What was your reaction when you were traded to the Marlins about going home to play? And what's it like, you know, playing in South Florida where you're from?
It's awesome. You know, I was initially, you know, very excited when I first found out I was getting getting traded here. You know, it's a very exciting time. I grew up loving the Marlins, grew up going to games and, you know, watching them on TV and watching them in person. So, you know, getting to play for my hometown team in front of my hometown fans and family and friends and everything is literally a dream come true for me.
Who were some of your favorite Marlins growing up?
Juan Pierre was my favorite Marlin. I think Derek Lee, you know, pretty much everybody. For me, you know, growing up, you know, in that era, so to speak. You know, Luis Castillo, I can name probably the whole starting lineup from like 2002 to 2003. You know, but I just liked watching them, like how they played. Pudge Rodriguez, got to meet him when I was with the Rangers. So, you know, it was a lot of great players that had favorite players on that team.
What are your favorite some Fort Lauderdale bars? One of our guys back at the office says Blondie's. I say Lulu's Bait Shack.
I like Brews Room. Not Brews Room. What's that called? Boat Campers.
Okay.
In Fort Lauderdale. Yeah, I like Boat Campers. Yeah, it's a nice atmosphere right on the water right there. Yeah, exactly. Go watch some football with some guys there. So it's a fun spot to go.
Also, you know, what's your favorite chain down there? I lean towards Pollo Tropical.
Oh, Pollo Tropical is a good one. Chipotle, probably. I mean, Chipotle is everywhere, but I think Chipotle, especially in the off season. Once I get done with the workout, I go eat Chipotle right away. So yeah.
Do you have a big green plastic Flanagan's cup somewhere?
No, I don't. I do not. I do not. No.
Okay, let's talk some baseball now. Looking at your minor league stats, you were a high average, high OBP guy and was a 2020 guy. Cameron Maben, similar kind of minor league track record. Is Cameron, like, sort of taking you under his wing? And what has he taught you about life in the majors and maybe helping you get to those kind of numerical goals in the majors?
You know, yeah, I think so. Cam has been a big asset to me and everybody on the team, but especially me being a young, you know, African-American outfielder. You know, him coming up with the same kind of, you know, expectations in his belt coming up when he was younger. You know, he's definitely taken me under his wing, taught me a lot about, you know, just being, you know, being humble. You know, don't let, you know, a few bad games or, you know, a bad start get to you. You know, just keep being headstrong and just, you know, just keep going every day. So I'm very, very happy they signed him in the offseason.
Do you pay attention much to the numbers at all, the analytics? Not yet. Not yet. I'll get to you shortly, my friend.
Oh, man. How are you? Good to see you.
Good to see you. So it's my friend Justin Bohr. anyway, do you pay attention much to the numbers, like a guy like Justin Bohr at least does for football? Your batting average on balls in play is 280, which is below – which 200, and the league average is like 280. Do you feel like you've just been unlucky so far?
You know, the past couple games, I think so. You know, I've definitely felt a lot better at the plate. You know, definitely a slow start, not the start I was hoping for, but, you know – you can't pay attention to numbers. I really try not to pay attention to numbers. If you pay attention to numbers, you know, it's good when you're going good, you pay attention to them. But, you know, when you're going bad, you know, you try not to you know, kind of focus on your work and what you've been doing in the cage. So, no, I'm not really too focused on all that, no.
So what are you doing right now to work through things? Because, like, the first full year in the majors, obviously, there's some challenges, you know, video, et cetera. You know, you're working on anything mechanically, you know, maybe get out of this?
No, I try not to think about mechanics too much. Definitely video, studying pitchers, you know, starting to face some pitchers for the second, third time around. So starting to learn what they're trying to do to me and, you know, what teams' plan is for me. You know, just taking that into perspective and, you know, being ready for that every day. But not worrying about too much mechanics, just, you know, keep swinging it hard and, you know, hopefully they'll start falling for me.
Defensively, though, like, you, maybe you're not aware of the metrics. You're in the majors, you have the most putouts at your position, the best range factor. Is that something that you take pride on and, you know, trying to maybe become one of the better defenders in the game? And obviously you have to cover spacious ground there at home.
Yeah, no, definitely. I take pride. I've always taken pride in my defense. That's been, you know, from the get-go. I've always taken pride in my defense, and, you know, I want to win a bunch of gold gloves one day. So, you know, for me, that's a, you know, great stat for me. You know, I've always taken pride in that, and to hear that, you know, that makes me very proud. It's a lot of hard work and, you know, a lot of, you know, time in the outfield. I was always fast, but I wasn't always good at taking good routes. So, you know, it's taken a lot of work and a lot of, you know, hard work in the off season trying to get my feet right and everything. But, it comes with the territory. I'm out there for a reason. I'm out there to get put outs and, you know, keep the defense on the field as less time as possible. So, you know, I'm glad I'm doing my job out there.
Last one for you. Not that you know how it works or that you've played it, but when people are going to start saying to you, hey, Lewis, I have you on my fantasy baseball team, do you take that as a compliment? It's almost like the modern-day equivalent of being on a baseball card when people draft you in fantasy baseball.
Oh, definitely, definitely. You know, definitely a compliment. I know a bunch of my friends have me on their fantasy team and stuff, so it's an honor. You know, now I saw myself in a video game for the first time. That was that was fun. But seeing myself on, you know, fantasy baseball and, you know, people kind of taking pride in that, you know, it's pretty cool. Like I said,
Lewis, thanks a lot.
Yeah, thank you.